Well, welcome everybody to the Ascended Masters of Light Session 14, Level 1. Hello from, of course, Jones here. Milena, say hi.
Hello.
Hello, everyone.
Hello. There we go. Start off, we have some announcements. So if you got a piece of paper, well, we're sending emails. Don't worry about it. We have one more teaching session remaining in this year's teaching sequence. Next one will be October the 9th. Registration for the 2022 conference closes now on October the 15th, and Kim will send you a reminder just so in case you haven't registered. Because if you are intending to continue with us next year, as well as intending to take part in the 22 Light Conference, we really need you to register for this conference by October the 15th. The 2022 Light Conference will be held on Friday, November the 11th through Sunday, November the 13th. Next, we'll meet one more time for the last session of 2022, which will be a summary of the activations of the conference on Sunday. It's December the 4th. Wow. Time will be set aside for everybody to be in silence and contemplate the upgrades of 2022, as well as the activations of the Light Conference. Time is also needed to begin to integrate all of the massive energetics which we received. We will not meet in January or February of 2023 to allow for this time of integration. Level 2 series will begin on March 19th, 2023. We will send out a registration for Level 2 Ascending Master Series at the end of December. The registration link for our Light Conference has been sent out to everyone. By chance you did not receive it, please contact us via email so we can send it to you. We will send out reminders of this registration a couple more times. So if you have already registered, just kind of disregard that notice. The link will not be posted anywhere on our website or our Facebook. Now, today's session will be as follows. Milena will lead us in our cosmic crucible, where we will have a centering meditation. Next, Joan will bring the collective consciousness of Master El Morya, who will talk about the upgraded version of our higher mind and also will and power. He will close this teaching session with an energetic process. So, here's Milena.
Okay. Thank you, John. Okay. Is everybody ready to begin?
Yes.
Get yourself centered. Take a deep breath. So travel now in your Merkaba to our light temple vortex. And when you arrive, make your way to the steps. Taking slow, deep breaths, begin your ascent. And as you ascend to the top of the stairway, and walk the pathway into the light temple, take this time to be aware that we have entered the equinox energies. This is a time of reflection, of turning and tuning inward. enter our inner chamber and take your seat. Return your attention to your breath. Slow, deep, calming breaths. You may have noticed that the hue within our chamber is different today. The brilliant and clear crystalline environment has a warm, golden, radiant quality about it today. The flame in the fire pit, which is usually white, is also golden, with orange and red flames. This environment has been created for us and will remain in place for the next few weeks to provide us with a safe, supportive, and nurturing space as we move further into the season of change that we call fall. And you are invited to return often to sit in contemplation and reflection. Your guides and the beings of light will be here to assist you. This environment will also support you in integrating more deeply the many energetics we have received this year as we are preparing for the Light Conference. Take a breath and be very present in this moment. Feel the peace and tranquility surrounding you, allowing the merging with your unified field. So take another breath, continuing to hold this peaceful space while being aware. As John mentioned, we have a special guest today. This master being is one that I personally did not know much about and did not have a conscious relationship with in this incarnation. And after Joan and I had a conversation with him this week, I felt like I had been reconnected with a mentor, an old friend. I was moved by his knowledge, wisdom, and perspective, and I'm sure you will be also. So please welcome El Moria.
Greetings. It is I, El Moria. I come as a stream of massive consciousness, of collective consciousness, not only from the ascended master realm, but as the Kohan of the first ray, ascension ray, of will and power. I am most honored to be presenting this information to you at this time. The energetics of this session has four holographic parts that are configured in a quadratic configuration. The intention of these holographs in this session is this. First, to change the focus from a third dimensional purpose of will and power. Secondly, to eliminate focus on linear beliefs and perceptions. This session will help you do this more completely. Third, the beginning energetic activations of the epikinetic and the eka bodies will, through this holographic quadratic configuration, will very slowly begin to activate. After your light conference, during which more activations will take place, the epikinetic body and the eka body will very gradually, through these various activations that are coming forth in November, will help you escalate the activation of this epikinetic and eka bodies. It is here that I wish to talk to you about those two massive parts of who you are. These bodies have no magical qualifications or expressions. They are very important light bodies, part of your light body, part of who you are as a spirit, created in the image and likeness of Prime Creator. Yes, it would be nice to travel through dimensional sequences where you can move your body of matter into various locations and dimensions. But keep in mind, these bodies are holy, sacred bodies that belong to you as a creative spirit and will help you as you alter your electromagnetic body of third, fourth dimension into a fifth dimensional sequence of matter. So the last part of this holograph is in aligning your higher mind more fully with the massive creator mind of Prime Creator. In this escalated alignment of your higher mind, your higher mind that was placed within your spirit at the time you were creative becomes more fully activated and usable. So let us begin with this teaching. You were taught by many great beings of light over the course of the last several years of your time, that you are spirit and that you were created in the image and similitude of Prime Creator. You have aligned your will and your creative will with the creative will of Source using the energetics of the fifth chakra and then merging it with the creative higher mind of Prime Creator. So I ask you, what do you believe about that statement? Or the statement that you were created in the image and similitude of Source? What dimension are you in that belief? This is where you begin to gather information about what still resides in your linear unconsciousness and what dimension that belief is held in. When you gather the information about linear beliefs and perceptions, in this way, you can see what is valid for you and what is not. You can then stop and begin to create a different belief that resides in a different dimensional sequence. So let's talk about changing the meaning of will and power. This is an important stream of consciousness that has been very misunderstood in third and fourth dimensions. The meaning of will and power of the first ray of ascension is not will or power over another. You are now in the beginning stages of fifth, sixth, and seventh dimensional states of consciousness and realize that will and power over others does not represent who you are as a being of light. We will begin with altering the linear concepts and energies of will and power in the upgraded third triad, spinning that triad in a more refined velocity, which brings about a different state of consciousness. We're not talking about matter yet. We are talking about consciousness and about you as spirit, who embodied to experience the creative mechanism of matter. The spinning of the third triad enables you to receive direct alignment with the creative mind of Source as it pertains to form. When that alignment is completely merged, a state of your higher mind is created within the soul experience. Your higher mind is present in your spirit that has a consciousness of who you are and why you have embodied. The spirit then communicates its prime directive to the soul, and your soul then chooses what experiences are needed according to your prime directive. When a soul embodies in denser dimensional frequencies, there is an absence of the higher mind connection, and you take on the energetics of the energetic paradigm in which that denser dimension lies that you have embodied in. As your consciousness gradually awakens, you are able to draw more from your soul star energetic vortex, and you begin to know about your prime directive. You began to draw the awareness, concepts, and energetics of your original creative purpose. And you have done this, dear ones. You have come a long way. This is where you begin to create sovereignty in matter, not power over matter. You have begun to achieve a state of consciousness where your higher mind becomes a dominant force as it is fully aligned with the massive mind of Prime Creator's creative force. You begin to use the power of your spirit that flows through your soul and communicates to your body. You begin to build communication with your soul that has had many iterations and versions within various dimensional sequences. This is all recorded within that recorder cell that is above your right ear and can be drawn from at will when you have attained an energetic consciousness. And that is soon to be enabled after this conference. When you give up the idea of the linear system, you can flow into the higher version of yourself through your higher mind in the presence of your soul spirit. You are able now to create a higher velocity of light energy through the upgrade of the third triad. You received these refined speed of light through your crown chakra, where it moves through the Creator's higher mind, passes through your soul star, and then is moved down the center channel of your body and is received into your sacred heart, into the first triad. It is then distributed to various chakras and triadic systems and utilized specifically for creation through the dimensions, especially since the fifth, sixth, seventh dimensional time locks have been unlocked. The purpose of this call is to start creating an influence of your higher mind when you use the third triad to create a velocity of light that is required to move the electrical magnetic body into another energetic sequence. Your epikinetic body then can have free movement between dimensions and states of consciousness. The body then has a form of your higher mind that can transmit between dimensions. The epikinetic body is such a moving body with such extreme velocity that goes beyond anything related to third or fourth dimensional consciousness. Take a deep breath. Begin to notice the stirrings within your body, within your higher mind, as this epikinetic body begins to stir and awaken in you. Take another deep breath. The epikinetic body can alter the effect of the electromagnetic mind through the thoughts that are thought and the feelings that are felt. The epikinetic body is the place where higher mind is fully functioning in its wisdom and creative abilities. It is not limited in any way by states of matter. When you have achieved the merged state of higher mind, it alters and changes dramatically the state of your body and brings it into a refined sequence of light energies. when you have achieved this refined state, you are no longer hindered by the state of matter of the body. First, you have to work with your mental emotional body, which you have been doing, and see it as a massive created unit that is governed by you as the creator. You can attain this state of consciousness through your higher mind and the communication that is opening between your higher mind and your soul spirit's prime directive. Can you see how wonderful it was during the 2020 Light Conference where you were able to receive your prime directive? This took a state of consciousness and a light frequency that is within each of you to receive this directive. Your focus then becomes only on what you are going to create and the process that you will use to create and manifest in matter. It is now much more than your thoughts and emotions and the balance of your electromagnetic field. Because as long as you are in a body on planet Earth, that electromagnetic field of the Earth and humans still has to be taken into regard as you move through this creative process. You must acquire a better understanding of that fifth element that is required in any creative venture that a soul spirit creates in fifth dimension and above. The fifth element is the prime element that is present and becomes ingrained, an ingrained energetic within the consciousness. It's a dominant force of creation that is created with intention and manifested in form. Now, this is where there is a thread of consciousness that gets developed when that fifth element is present and becomes an ingrained energetic within your consciousness, becomes a dominant force in your creation. As you create with intention and manifest in form. You have gotten to this state of consciousness through study and practice of being aware of your thoughts and feelings. Before, you believe that you were the victim of your circumstances and that you couldn't change that. Now you have the awareness that as a creator, you can change your response to these denser states of matter. You are able to bring into your energetic field and body refined frequencies of light. Be aware, you are still going to be hindered somewhat by the third dimensional body until you are able to change that electromagnetic body into a more fluid body of light. take time daily to work with the third triad to create a state of well-being. But most importantly, to manifest a state of your higher mind to take precedence over the lower mind. When your higher mind is merged with the massive creative mind of Prime Creator, you begin to have a creative mind that is very powerful. You then change the circumstance of matter. This cannot happen until the epikinetic body can be used in the speed of light energetics that are required to move beyond the dimensions. The body that you use at this time is a third, fourth dimensional body, and as a result, it has limitation. You are quickly changing that through your creative awakening. We are teaching you to create light frequencies within your body that are needed to move beyond limitation. One of the primary steps in engaging your third dimensional mind is to exhibit how much power and creative force that a merged higher mind has as it is merged with the creative power of Source. This is done in the second triad. Your lower mind recognizes power and will rest in it because it believes that power over gives it dominance. It will not interfere with the various energetic processes that are required of you. But this action will help transform the fallen ego of your third dimensional body and bring it into a fifth dimensional sequence as the physical matter of your present body gets transformed into a different dimensional sequence. You have moved beyond the third dimensional limitation enough that you are now making a dramatic shift. If you will pay attention to where you are, what your belief is currently, and what dimension you are presently in. Let me repeat that. You have moved beyond the third dimensional limitation enough at this time that you can and will make a dramatic shift if you will pay attention to where you are and what your belief is currently, and what dimension you are presently operating in. Practice often the third triadic energetic concepts. Bring your higher mind into the second triad. Bring the powerful creative force of your higher mind that will actually alter the velocity of the body that limits you. The spinning of the second triad should be a primary focus now, where you achieve a velocity where you can create within a higher dimensional frequency of fifth, sixth, seventh dimensions. You've already achieved this frequency of light with the unlocking of the fifth, sixth, seventh dimensional light templates. So focus on this dimension when you create with your higher mind in the second triad. focus on the creative power that you are creating as you continually merge your creative abilities with a massive creative power source. When you are feeling the influence of the outside third and fourth dimensional world, stop. Engage your higher mind as it is merged with Prime Creator's mind. Bring the communication from the soul star through the eighth chakra and the higher mind of Prime Creator. Transmit it through the center channel of the body into your sacred heart, into the first triad, where your creative power is held. Transmit your higher creative mind that is aligned with Source into the second triad. This is where a different velocity and a different body merge begins to be created and used. This deletes the effect of what is occurring in third and fourth dimensional body. This is where you begin to create sovereignty in matter. This is where you begin to choose the creative path that is needed to move into more refined states of consciousness. Now let's take a deep breath and pause a minute. For these energetics that you are receiving and these concepts are very massive. Now, go back to the mental emotional body in the third and fourth dimensional body. Bring with you that power that you bring into the second triad. There is a knowing that will take place in how you respond to the outside energetic version of your body that is threatening your state of well-being. The response will be different because of the influx of light that changes the velocity of the body and transmutes it into a different version where it knows how to maintain sovereignty in matter. There is more to come when two more light packets are activated that will alter the DNA of the body as well as the energetics of the soul that uses your current body. Your merged higher mind with that of Prime Creator's massive mind alters the state of your creative mind that becomes very powerful. You can change the circumstance of matter. This cannot happen until the epikinetic body and the eka body can be utilized in the light velocity that is required to move beyond these denser dimensions. The body itself at this time is a third dimensional vehicle that has limitations, which we are well aware of. When you are able to create the light frequencies that are needed to move beyond such limitations, you are able to create a better alignment with your higher mind that you were given when your spirit was created. Pay attention what belief you currently hold, and what dimension you are in. it is of prime importance that you practice with the open third triad, bringing it through the center channel of the body, anchoring it in the sacred heart of the first triad. The spinning of the second triad and the velocity that you are able to achieve is a refined dimension where you can create, very slowly activate, the beginning stages of the epikinetic body and the eka body and engage it. When the epikinetic body is engaged more fully, you can move out of third and fourth dimension into a different sequence of fifth, sixth, seventh dimensions, where some of the effects of the third dimensional failing body is felt. You are moving into a different sequence where those effects do not exist. When you do this often enough, you pay attention to your thoughts, emotions, and beliefs. You stop and change whatever part of this faulty equation is limiting you. But you have to pay attention to what that limit is. You make the correction, and then you move back into the refined dimensional sequence that you have created. It is the same with outside influences of the human third, fourth dimensional collective consciousness. When you stop and correct the influence of the third dimension, you begin to create sovereignty in matter. This is a slow process and will take trial and error. So be gentle with yourself. Do not judge yourself. This is a profound learning curve that you have just entered. Your tenacity, as well as your creative power that you are in the process of achieving through your merging of your creative will with the creative mind of Prime Creator. Take a deep breath and take in the massive energetics of the holographic configuration that has been transmitted to you. Another deep breath. Taking it in, taking it in. You will access various levels of this holograph over the next 2.5 years of your time. This holograph brings about dramatic changes that you couldn't dreamed of, nor had you known anything about. These are exciting times that you have chosen to be embodied. And of course, you came here with purpose. So now take another deep breath and let us practice together activating this process. As you sit in this cosmic crucible of yours, in this massive energetics of the crucible, let us begin this process in the third triad, spinning and spinning that triad. First, spin the crown chakra. Spin it and spin it. The more that it spins, the higher and more refined the velocity becomes. It is able to receive massive energetic transmissions with accuracy and profound effects. Take a deep breath and begin to spin the higher mind that is merged with the higher mind of Prime Creator as it relates to matter and form. Spin and spin this eighth chakra. And as it spins and it spins with every evolution, it becomes a more refined unit of creative energy. The evolution of the higher mind, the evolution of the sacredness of that higher mind becomes apparent as the velocity of the eighth chakra engages more fully. Now, draw your attention to your soul star, that beautiful spirit of yours, where your prime directive is becoming more and more apparent. The use of your higher mind is being transmitted to the soul that has come here to create in form in its higher iterations and spin this energetic vortex, spin it and spin it. The holiness of your spirit that is within this soul star vortex. The communication that becomes available to you from this vortex as the spinning and the rotations continue. The velocity increases and the light increases. Now, as you receive from the higher mind of Source as it relates to form, and you process it through your soul star in the presence of your Holy Spirit. Along with your prime directive, and you bring those transmissions down through your crown chakra, down through the center channel of the body, into your sacred heart, where it is received and made usable and notice how this first triad is already spinning and spinning in evolutions of great light to receive what you are delivering to your sacred heart. It is here where you reiterate your commitment to merge your higher mind with the higher mind of Prime Creator's massive creative energy and receive the power and direction of that higher mind to create in form, to change and alter states of consciousness in matter. So now, with intention, bring those concepts up through the center channel into the body, into the second triad, where it also has begun to spin in a new velocity of light. It is spinning and spinning. In a level of light that you had not seen before. So as you have entered this second triad now, notice how the third eye is glowing in a golden state of Christ consciousness as it spins as part of this triadic configuration. Notice how the rotations have been altered. Notice how the evolution has changed in this triadic configuration. Now, notice that pineal and that flame that is burning brightly, that magenta flame that is within the pineal. It is taking on that golden glow as it spins and it spins, and the evolution of that spin increases and activates, creating a velocity of refined light. Now, notice how the spinning of that medulla oblongata has followed suit and is spinning and spinning and spinning in the golden rotations and velocity of refinement, creative refinement. You have brought forth your merged state of that higher mind with the mind of Source, the power and the creativeness of that higher mind. And notice how it will change the way in which you are able to use that second triad and create matter differently. Now, notice how the third triad, the second triad, and the first triad are spinning and spinning in one unified velocity of light. Draw your attention to that fourth triad, which is already spinning at that velocity of light of the second and third triad. And the spinning and the spinning continues. Notice the changes in your Ark of the Covenant and the golden hue that is within it, and how it has expanded in your unified field. Notice that there is a change in those Aeon particles. Not only has the electrical charge been increased, but the presence of the higher mind is present. And because that higher mind that is merged with Creator's mind, you are now going to create Zeon particles in the power and refinement of your higher mind. This is the piece that has been missing when you have been in the quandary of why you are unable yet to create Zeon particles. Zeon particles is part of this whole evolvement that is taking place. And you will find as more of the epikinetic body and the Eka body activates, that creative power will be very apparent. And along with the element, the fifth element, you will create very effectively Zeon particles that will change the state of matter and the way in which you use matter. For you are creators within matter, using matter with power and direction of your higher mind. So sit in this environment for a while with us and receive. More of the holiness that has been missing from your state of consciousness. For truly, you are a being of great creative light. We will close our session at this time, but sit in this cosmic vortex space as long as you like and integrate your higher mind. Integrate the power that you hold. Blessings, dear ones.